KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have a partly to mostly cloudy sky. It's 21 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be partly cloudy for the balance of today. We'll have a high around 35, winds south-southeast at 10 miles per hour. There will be a winter storm watch in effect beginning at 6 a.m. Saturday and through midnight on that day for most of the KJAN listening area, including Cass, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Moderate to heavy snow is possible on Saturday, with total snow accumulations of 3 to 8 inches possible. Snowfall on the northern edge of the watch will be with less, around 3 to 5 inches of snowfall, while areas closer to the Missouri border will have that 6 to 8 inch potential. In addition, travel could be difficult and wind chills could cause frostbite, as 20 degrees below zero wind chills are expected. If you have any travel plans, closely monitor the later forecasts and make some alterations and cancellations as needed, and keep a winter travel survivor kit in your vehicle in case of emergency. Now keep in mind, too, that the forecast adjustments may still occur by the Weather Service over the next 24 to 36 hours, bringing us a little more or a little less snow than projected. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, the City Council in Atlantic will hold a special meeting and a public hearing on Monday, January 3rd, beginning at noon in the City's Council's chambers at City Hall on 4th Street in Atlantic. That is with regard to the proposed redistricting plan. You can view a PDF of the proposed City of Atlantic wards through a link in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Healthy Cass County and Cass County ISU Extension have released an updated version of the Cass County Urgent Need Community Resource Guide. The guide lists Cass County resources under categories such as crisis, abuse, financial, legal, food, health, and more. The Cass County Urgent Need Community Resource Guide can be found on the Cass County ISU Extension website. Printed copies of the guide will be distributed throughout the county at locations including public libraries and are available for pickup for free at the Cass County ISU Extension office in Atlantic. The organizations collaborating on the document ask for assistance in making sure the document is available to all people in the county. For information on local health and wellness events or resources, you can follow Healthy Cass County on Facebook. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported 7 arrests took place between December 13th and the 27th. On Monday, officers arrested 27-year-old Caleb Afuso of Denver, Colorado, for theft in the fifth degree. He was cited and released. On the 22nd, 52-year-old Edward Davenport of Atlantic was arrested on a Woodbury County warrant for OWI. On the 21st, Atlantic police arrested 31-year-old Levi Stice of Atlantic for assault causing serious injury, and he was later released on bond. On December 20th, 40-year-old Jasper Daniel of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. Atlantic police arrested 28-year-old Samantha Schmidt of Atlantic on December 19th for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon and disorderly conduct. On the 15th, 37-year-old Fernando Villa-Diaz of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault and interference with official acts. And on December 13th, APD arrested 18-year-old Meissen Kovac of Atlantic for burglary in the third degree, motor vehicle, and theft in the fifth degree. Kovac remained in the Cass County Jail as of the latest report from the Sheriff's Office. Well, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 39-year-old Bill Joe Gillespie of Red Oak on a valid warrant for theft in the second degree. Gillespie was taken into custody in Red Oak at around 12:45 p.m. Wednesday. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash bond. The driver of a 2005 Nissan Maxima complained of leg pain following a rollover accident south of Creston Tuesday night. According to the Union County Sheriff's Office, deputies received a call at around 8:40 p.m. about a vehicle on its side in the ditch in the area of 205th and Cherry Streets in rural Union County. Deputies arrived on the scene to find no one around. They eventually made contact with the driver, 45-year-old Selena Joanne Lee of Afton, at her residence. Lee told them she was traveling north on Cherry Street when her vehicle went out of control and hit the west side ditch before it flipped around facing south and landed on its passenger side. Lee was transported from her home to the hospital by ambulance. She was cited for failure to provide proof of insurance, leaving the scene of an accident, and failure to maintain control. Her vehicle sustained $4,000 damage. Authorities in the report mentioned that she was driving too fast for conditions when her vehicle went out of control. Well, you may have already noticed some of the funeral announcements on KJAN mentioned Steen Funeral Homes in Greenfield, Fontenelle, and Messina was in the process of changing its name. Well, effective January 1st, 2022, the change to Lamb Funeral Home becomes official. Todd and Lisa Lamb have owned Steen's Funeral Homes since 2000, and according to Todd, have finally decided to put their name on the building. Their business locations, address, and phone, along with tax ID numbers and services, will remain the same. So will their dedication to caring, detailed, quality service. Todd and Lisa Lamb say they want to thank families for putting their trust in Lamb Funeral Home and wishes everyone a very happy new year. Karsten's 1880 Farmstead Incorporated will hold its annual meeting on Tuesday, January 11th at the Shelby Community Hall in Shelby, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Outgoing Karsten's board president Mel Hersey says, while we know the last thing anyone wants to think about is another election, we encourage everyone to come out and vote. Members of the Karsten's Farm will be voting for two director positions. Following board members' terms are ending. As of the date of the meeting, Harvey Ferris of Missouri Valley, Mel Hersey of Shelby, Bill Johnson of Avoca, and Merle Osborne of Crescent. Incumbents Ferris and Johnson are running again. Gerald McCool of Minden and Terry Tornayton of Harlan are candidates seeking the open spots on the board. Continuing board members include Ben Ozdemore of Minden, Charlie Leaders of Minden, Dale Schroeder of Avoca, Rick Newland of Portsmouth, Stan Kern and Doug Martin, all of Shelby, and David Dittmer from Minden. Results of the Karsten's Farmstead election will be announced following the meeting. Hersey said, we're throwing around ideas for projects for 2022 as well, and we want to continue our focus on more building, upkeep, and repairs. Reports will be given during that meeting on the 2021 Karsten's Farms Days, and Hersey says, I hope to see many members as well as the general public who care about the farm at that meeting. You can learn more about the Karsten's 1880 Farmstead at www.karstensfarm.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.